It's hard to miss, no matter which way you are approaching Barrie's downtown. You can see it driving south on Bayfield Street while still north of Cundles Road. It looms ahead when you cross the Dunlop Street overpass over Highway 400. You can even spot it while driving down Bayview Drive near Park Place. It, of course, is the debut condominium building now under construction on Dunlop Street West, between Maple and Mary. That development became Barrie's tallest building some months ago when it surpassed 17 stories. It is now well beyond 20 stories and still has a ways to go to reach its full 32-story height. Right now, the tower stands out in the skyline, especially if you are looking across the bay from the South Shore Center. It will be twice the height of any other building in Barrie. Not for long, however. A construction worker works atop a new high-rise being built in downtown Barrie. Kevin Lamb, Barrie Today. Foundation work is already underway for the twin debut condominium tower, which will also be 32 stories. Across from the downtown library, similar foundation work has begun on a 20-story building. And a search through the city's official development page indicates there is much, much more to come. The debut condos aren't even likely to hold Barrie's tallest building crown for long. There are 41 and 40-story buildings in various stages of the approval process, plus more than 10 buildings of at least 30 stories. Even council itself, when putting city-owned land beside the downtown library on the market, said it was looking for proposals for two 33-story buildings. There are at least 22 buildings of between 20 and 30 stories in the works in Barrie, plus a similar number for buildings between 10 and 20 stories. Almost all of the proposed buildings over 20 stories are planned for either what is designated as the city center or the former Barrie Fairgrounds property on Issa Road. The vast majority of the tall buildings under 20 stories proposed outside the city center are on major intensification corridors, especially Yonge Street and Issa Road. There's a good chance some, or even many, of these buildings will never see the light of day. A few of them have been on the books for close to a decade. Others, such as the hip development plan for the former Barrie Central Collegiate site, are in flux with new plans possibly coming forward. And who knows what is happening with the massive smart centers, Greenwin plan for the land between Lakeshore Drive and Bradford Street. But there will undoubtedly be other proposals that surface, such as recently unveiled plans for a 20-story building on a long vacant lot on Bradford Street and a 25-story structure at the corner of Dunlop and Mulcaster. Some people will not be happy. There is a segment of Barrie's population that, for whatever reason, has a strong dislike, I'd even say hatred, of tall buildings. During my years on Barrie City Council, I heard from many of them, through phone calls, emails and remarks at public planning meetings. Not because the buildings were proposed for their neighborhood, where I could understand concerns about shadows or traffic. They just hated the sight of tall buildings and, if they were condos, that just doubled the animosity for reasons I was never able to fathom. But like them or not, at a time when there is a serious shortage of all forms of housing, tall buildings are here to stay. Barrie Ward is a veteran editor and journalist who also served on Barrie City Council for 22 years. His column appears regularly on Barrie Today.